بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This is our fourth session from volume one, Medina book one. And I think we have a few exercises remaining from the last lesson before we go into the next lesson. We'll go over those exercises and then we'll discuss briefly what the next lesson contains, read the text of the lesson, and then begin to orally do the exercises, inshallah. Normally, before we start the lesson, we usually begin with review of what we covered in the previous class or in the previous classes, just to make sure that if somebody was absent, they have an idea what's going on, and in case we have forgotten, then to help us to remember. So if somebody can give me one point from what we covered in the past lesson or the past lessons. What did we cover previously? Now, think, so that we don't use a lot of time. Let's get to the point now. Al?
Definite.
Okay, definite. And what? And indefinite.
Tanween.
Huh?
Tanween.
Any which means what? That we have two dhammas, or two kasras, or two fathas, right? Okay, so in the last lesson, the main point.
Lesson 3, correct?
Yeah, in lesson 3, which we still have some exercises remaining from. But in the last lesson that we took, the main thing that we dealt with was the difference between a word, for example, a word like kitab. A word like kitab. What's the difference between this word kitab when the word has tanween, two dhammas or two kasras or two fathas, or when the word has alif lam? What's the difference? Naam, Jabir. Okay, he said that the one with alif lam is specific and the one with tanween is general. Anybody else want to comment, explain, discuss the matter? Go ahead.
Al-kitabu means the book.
Al-kitabu means the book. And kitabun means a book. Okay, al-kitabu means the book. Kitabun means a book. Anybody else? Anything else you want to say about this? What is the difference between alif lam, a word that contains alif lam, and a word that contains tanween? What's the difference? Anything else? Naam, Bilal.
If you have a word that starts with al, it won't end with tanween.
Okay, if you have a word that starts with alif lam, which makes the word definite, then it cannot also have tanween. You can't have them together. It's very important. You can't have a word with alif lam and tanween on the same word. Because alif lam means what? That it's definite. And tanween means that it is indefinite. So a word cannot be indefinite and definite at the same time. Naam, Ismail.
With the definite noun, when you're using the alif lam, you have to know what is a sun letter and what is a moon letter.
Okay, that's the next point. Okay? That's very good, very good, mashallah. Okay, but before we go to that, we just want to make sure everybody understands the first point. That's the next level, okay? The first point is what we have been saying, what each person said in different words, but basically saying the same thing. That the difference between a word that has alif lam and tanween, alif lam means that it is definite. And tanween, this tanween means that it is indefinite. Okay, if you have a word that says al-kitabu, Al-baytu, al-waladu, that means that it means the book, the house, the child. But if you have a word that has tanween, kitabun, baytun, waladun, means a book, a house, or a child. Okay, so the difference between the word that has alif lam and the word that ends with tanween is that one is definite, the book, and the other one is indefinite, a book. Any book. It's not specific. Okay, that's the main difference. And as the brother also pointed out, very important, if a word has alif lam, you will not find a double vowel at the end of it, tanween, because they cannot go together. Can't be the a book. Has to be one or the other. The book or a book. Tayyib. Now, Ismail mentioned the second point. That is the most important, second point, the most important thing that we want to look at today. Because we want to complete the exercise dealing with this second point. And that is, words that begin the first letter of a word, if it has a sun letter. A sun letter. Then when we read that word, if it has alif lam, and it begins with a sun letter, then there's a special way to read it. Okay, what do we mean by a sun letter? What do we mean by sun letter? There's such a thing called a sun letter. And there's something called a moon letter. Solar letters or lunar letters. Al-huruf al-shamsiyya wal-huruf al-qamariyya. Now, what do we mean by that?
The sun letters, they usually take shada, and they're the ones that's not pronounced with the lips.
Okay. He said that, first thing, right, the sun letters, they take shadda. Meaning if a word begins with, for example, the word shams, right? Let me write this a little bit bigger, in case sisters are looking at it. Okay, let's say we have a word like the word shams. Shams. Shams means sun, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Tayyib. This first letter, sheen, is from the letters that are called sun letters. Sun letters. And these sun letters, there are 14. 14 of them. Half of the letters, the consonants of the Arabic alphabet, half of them are sun letters. 14. And the other half are moon letters. And they're also 14. From amongst the sun letters, this letter, sheen. It's one of the sun letters. Okay, we said that the sun letters, those 14 sun letters, there are two of them in the beginning of the alphabet, and then there are two more near the end, and in between there are 10, right? So we said that in the beginning there's ta, and there's tha. And in the end there's lam, and there's noon. That's four of them, right? And then there are 10 in a series, in a row. Dal, thal, ra, zay, seen, sheen, sod, dod, ta, and va. Those 14 letters are the sun letters. Whenever a word begins with a sun letter, the first letter of the word begins with a sun letter, like this letter, what? Sheen, here. If it begins with that, and we have an alif lam in front of that word to mean that it's definite, to make it definite. If we have alif lam in front of the word to make it definite. The brother said, in that case, that this word should be written with shadda. Shadda. What do we mean by shadda? We mean the little symbol that looks like a W. And it means that the consonant is doubled. It means that it's doubled, right? If you see a word that begins with a shadda, that means that that letter is doubled. And the reason why it's doubled is because we are not going to pronounce the lam of this word. Rather, we're going to pronounce the first letter twice. Once for the word, it begins with sheen, and the second one to place the lam. Okay, so instead of saying al shams, we're going to say ash shams. Okay, instead of saying al shams, we're going to say, in place of the lam, we're going to put what? A double sheen. Two sheens. Huh? Instead of L shams, Ash shams. That's what the shadda is for, okay? So whenever you have a word that begins with a sun letter, and that word has alif lam makes it what? Definite. Then what's going to happen is, instead of pronouncing the lam of alif lam, instead of saying L, like we said here, El kitab, El bait, El walad, we're not going to say L. We're going to say what? We're going to double the first letter. We're going to say Ash shams. Al-Samad. Huh? Like this.
So the lam becomes silent.
The lam, we don't say it becomes silent, but you could say that. It's merged. It's called idgham. Means merged. The lam is merged into the sheen. Okay? And that's what we have here. in the basmala, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We don't say Bismillah El Rahman El Rahim, right? We say Ar Rahman Ar Rahim. Okay? Because that's a Ra is one of the sun letters. Tayyib, so the shadd there is to remind us of what? To double that letter. Double the first letter. Whatever letter it is. Whether it's Del or Thel or Ra or Zay or any of these 14 sun letters. Tayyib, this is the point that we want to deal with today in some detail in the exercise that we're going to deal with this. As we said previously, it is mandatory. It's a necessity. It's obligatory. In order for you to read these words properly in Arabic, whenever there's a word that has a sun letter beginning it, you're not going to read it right unless you know that that letter is a sun letter. In which case, you're not going to say L. You're going to double that letter. You're not going to be able to do that unless you know the sun letters. So it's obligatory upon you to memorize the sun letters. Hopefully we already memorized them. 10 of them are in order. So easy to remember. All you got to do is get the first two, Ta and Tha, and the last two, Lam and Noon. And you have 14. If you haven't memorized them yet, get busy, because it's late now. Because we're going to finish this lesson, and then we'll be going on to something else. And that's finished. It's over now. Okay? So please, stay on top of it. This is what we covered in the previous lesson. We talked about Alif Lam and Tanween, the difference between words that are definite, indefinite. And we also talked about the sun letters and the moon letters. Okay, is there anything else that we talked about in the past lesson that somebody wants to remind us of? That's the essence of the lesson. Everything else is secondary. It is incumbent upon you, though, to stay busy in memorizing the vocabulary. There's a lot of vocabulary, especially in these first lessons. As we go along, some of the lessons have less vocabulary, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 words, which you can memorize one a day and get through them. But right now we have a lot of vocabulary. It's incumbent upon you every day to stay upon your memorization. Memorize at least 2 or 3 words, or even more if you are able to, according to your ability. Stay on top of the vocabulary, because you will not understand Arabic unless you know the meaning of the words. You have to memorize the vocabulary. You must memorize the vocabulary. And along with that, we have to memorize and understand and practice the grammatical rules so that we know how to apply these rules to the Arabic language when we're reading, when we are writing, or when we are listening, hearing somebody speak Arabic. Tayyib. Any questions about what we covered previously? Any question about this matter or anything else that we covered previously? Now.
No, I'm just asking a question about, you said about the audio. When you send the letters out, that you listen to the audio. Where do you get the audio?
The audio for the book, the reading of the text of the book, or the audio for the vocabulary?
Both.
Where do you get them? Tayyib, inshallah. If you didn't get them, then we
I download the vocabulary book already.
The vocabulary.
I want the audio.
Yeah. Okay, we can send it to you, okay, inshallah. Sir. But what you should do, have you received any email from us?
Yes.
Okay. Send us a reminder to the same email address. Just say, please send me the audio for the vocabulary. Vocabulary, that's what you want?
Yeah.
Inshallah, we'll send it to you. If anybody else wants it, send me a reminder, we'll send it to you. One of the brothers, alhamdulillah, took the time to record the vocabulary for Medina Book 1, from the beginning of the book to the end of the book, chapter by chapter. And we have sent it out previously to those who registered before we started the class, and anybody after that who asked for it. So whoever wants it, just send me a reminder, inshallah, we'll send it to you. Naam. Okay. Naam.
Where I have here the lesson 2, it says, my daughter's, Ifni. Is that correct? Ifni?
No. Athani. Athani.
Okay, alright. They misspelled it.
Ad-Dars Athani. The second lesson should be Ad-Dars Athani. Huh? Ad-Darsu, you see this is a sun letter, Del, right?
No.
So instead of saying L, we say what? Ad-Darsu, Naam, Athani. Athani. Athani means okay. the second lesson.
Okay.
Naam. These numbers, the ordinal numbers, the first, the second, the third, the fourth, and fifth, the people in book 2 are learning those numbers now. So it will be good for you to start learning them. You'll be way ahead. you'll be way ahead. Every time we take a lesson, the number on the top of the page, الدرس الثاني, الدرس الثالث, الدرس الرابع, those are the ordinal numbers. You should try to learn them as you go along, one by one. It's easy like that, if you learn one at a time. طيب, any other question before we go on? Okay, as far as what is contained in the English key to this lesson, we read it previously. In the beginning of this lesson, we read it, and I've reviewed it now, the beginning of this class. And what we want to do now is complete the exercises that remain. I think everyone who was here and who gave us their email address should have received the email during the week. Usually I'll try to send at least one out, reminding you of your homework. And it says on there, after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and so on, introductory, says, Al-Wajibat al-Manziliyah. Al-Wajibat al-Manziliyah. That is homework. Work that you're not supposed to do here. In the class time, you're supposed to do it at home. When you come to class, it should be already done. Number one, write out the remaining exercises from lesson two. Yani the exercises that we did in the last class. The ones we did already in the last class, you should have written them out. Number two, read carefully, carefully, the key and the Arabic dialogue for lesson three. What is the key? What do we mean by the key? We mean by the key?
The word key?
Yeah.
With the English and Arabic words.
That's, we mean the key in the back of the book with the English and Arabic words, with the vocabulary and the grammatical rules and the instructions for the exercises. The Arabic dialogue, what we mean by that? We mean the Arabic text of the lesson, in the beginning of the lesson, before the exercises. Also, it says here, write out all exercises that were covered in class on pages 14, 15, and 16, and go over the remaining exercises on page 17 through 20. We're going to do 17 through 20 today, but it was part of your homework to go over them at least. If you didn't write them out, at least you should have gone over them. So when we come to class, inshallah, we can go through them quickly. Note, pay special attention to the use of the definite article, alif lam, and the indefinite article, tanween, in addition to the sun letters and moon letters. That's what we just went over just now. And you should have gone over that and paid careful attention to those points, because those are critical points for the lesson today and from the previous lesson. It is a must to memorize the 14 letters, al-huruf al-shamsiyya. If you know the sun letters, al-huruf al-shamsiyya, then the rest are the moon letters, which are read normally without any special rule to apply to them. And finally, please do not neglect to set aside a minimum. And I say minimum because at least, the least that you should do is 30 minutes daily to study the vocabulary and grammatical rules found in the lessons that we have covered up until now. Hard work, sacrifice, and consistency will go a long way towards helping you learn this language. However, do not forget to ask for the help of Allah. Hopefully all of you received this email, but I am reading it today because I want to emphasize this point, that you must put in the time daily. Daily means every single day, not only weekdays, every day, 7 days a week, at least, minimum, 30 minutes a day. And when I say minimum, I mean it's better for you to do an hour a day. If you could do 2 hours, mashallah, may Allah reward you. But at least 30 minutes. If you do less than that, really, it's going to be difficult for you to keep up. Even though we're going very slow, at a very moderate pace, it's going to be difficult for you to keep up unless you do some study every day. And 30 minutes is a minimum. I mean, you can't do anything in less than 30 minutes. You're going to do a lesson. Okay? Otherwise, all day long, you should carry your cards with you or something. So when you have a minute, you're waiting online in the supermarket, waiting for a bus, sitting on a train, you go over it and read it. Look at those words so that you memorize them and that you retain what you have memorized previously. You should be studying every single day. Every single day. The only thing that should prevent you from this is something that's more important than it. Like memorizing Quran or memorizing some hadith or something like that. Huh? Yes, Akhi.
Does that go on the, if you take one step toward Allah, it takes two towards you, and if you walk toward you, run towards you?
I guess you can say that. Why not? I mean, if you're making an effort, Allah will help you. Naam. If you work hard, Allah will help you. But you got to put in some work, inshallah. Okay, so the exercises that we want to do today, we want to look at the top of page 17. Top of page 17. Keep it in mind what? That if there's a letter from the letters of the sun letters, al-huruf, al-shamsiyah, that a word begins with that, and it has Aleph Lam. That Aleph Lam should not be pronounced as L, rather it should be pronounced as Ar-Rahman, Ash-Shams, Al-Samad, and so on like this. Okay? Meaning that the Lam is merged into the first letter, that's the Sun letter. That letter is doubled with a Shadda, and it's pronounced twice instead of the Lam. Okay, on the top of page 17, we have 11 sentences. And by the way, each of these sentences are nominal sentences, meaning they don't begin with a verb. They begin with a noun. They begin with a noun. All right? And just as a point of information, and if you understand or don't, it's not that important, but we're just mentioning that a nominal sentence consists of two main essential elements, a mubtada and a khabar. Mubtada is the subject and the khabar is the predicate. What do we mean by mubtada? We mean the sentence begins with this word. This is what we begin with, that we want to talk about. And the predicate, or the khabar, is what we want to say about it. So each one of these sentences has a word that it begins with, that you want to talk about. It's the subject. And the next word, or whatever comes after that, is what you want to say about it. Okay, so pay attention to the sentence structure, so that even now at this level you begin to realize that Arabic is very well organized. It's systematic. It's not haphazard. It's just thrown together any kind of way. Okay? So the first word is the word we want to begin with. That's our subject. Now we want to say something about it. Okay? Okay, let's read. Somebody, first sentence. Naam, Ahmed. Notice he said, noon. And the noon has shadda, so he held it, okay? That shadda means to hold it, emphasize that letter. He didn't say al-najmu, he said an-najmu. An-najmu ba'idun. These are from the words of our vocabulary also. You're supposed to understand the meaning of the sentence. Who knows what's the meaning of an-najmu ba'idun? Now,
the star is far.
The star is far. Ba'idun means far. Near is what? Qareebun. Qareeb, second sentence. Number two. Thani, now, Ibrahim. Extend the first vowel, the first syllable long, and the short, and the second one short. No, I'm talking the second word. Naam, waqifun. Waqifun. Ar-rajulu waqifun. Okay? Again, ra is one of the sun letters, so we don't say al rajulu, we say ar-rajulu. الرجل واقف الرجل واقف نعم what does it mean الرجل واقف نعم the man is واقف what does that mean standing the man is standing واقف what's the opposite of واقف sitting جالس طيب ثلاثة نعم حنيف
السكر حلو
طيب say it one more time Don't make the second syllable long. There's no long vowel. As-sukkaru.
As-sukkaru.
Hulwun. Naam. As-sukkaru hulwun. What does it mean? As-sukkaru hulwun. Naam.
The sugar is sweet.
The sugar is sweet. Again, seen is one of the sun letters. So we don't say al-sukkaru. We say s. Doubled seen. Shadda. As-sukkaru. Sukkaru. Hulwun. Naam. Arba.
At-talibu. Nafisun.
Dad. Last letter is Dad. Read it again.
At-talibu. Maridun.
Naam. At-talibu. Maridun. At-talibu. Maridun. Dad. Maridun. At-talibu. Not al-talibu. Because what? Pa is one of the sun letters. At-talibu. What does it mean, at-talibu maridun? The student is sick. Naam. What's the meaning of teacher? Al-mudarrisu. At-talibu, the student. Al-mudarrisu, the teacher. Khamsa. Who wants khamsa? Now, somebody who didn't read yet. Naam. Mustafa. Go ahead. Five. Diku,
Hamilu.
That's a jim, the first letter with a dot. Naha ja. Tayyib, jayyib. Addiku jamilun. Addiku add. Dal, shadda. Addiku jamilun. What does it mean? Anybody? The rooster is beautiful. Sitta. Who didn't read yet? Somebody take number 6. Who didn't read yet? Now, Bilal, you didn't read yet? Go ahead. Read it one more time. Be careful of short and long vowels.
Ad-daftaru jadidu.
Type. Ad-daftaru, short. Not ad-daftaru. Ad-daftaru. Short. Ad-daftaru. Ad-daftaru jadidun. What does it mean? Anybody?
The notebook is new.
The notebook is new. Again, del is one of the sun letters, so we don't say el daftaru, we say ed daftaru. Saba, who wants it? Who didn't read yet? Naam, Jabir. Type, read it again. Read it again. Just pay attention to the difference between ta and ta. Read. Okay, go ahead. Tajiru is ta. Tajiru. Tajiru. Pay attention to this, right? This letter here, ta, tad. And this letter, ta, is ta. A tajiru is ta. A tajiru is ta. Okay? The letter ta and ta are similar. They are both translated as t. But the letters in Arabic, except some of them, like ta and va and sad, those four letters, especially sad, ba, ta, and va, change the sound of fatta from a to a. So that's why you say a somad, sad, da, ta, va. But the rest of the letters you do what? It's ta, tha, ja, ha, ba, la, not la. We don't say la, we don't say ta. Ta is that letter there, but it's ta. It should always be a, ba, ta, tha, ja, ha, huh? Okay. I was explaining the difference between the sound of fatta with some few letters that have the velarized letters, like the letter, this letter, sad, and dad, and ta, and va, and ayn. Huh? Some of these letters, the sound of the fatta change from a to a. But most of the letters in Arabic alphabet, the original sound of fatta is a, ba, ta, tha. Ja, ha, as ah, ah. Don't say ba, say ba. Not ta, ta. Huh? Sa, not sa. Sa is sad. This is a different letter, fa. Seen is sa. Huh? So just try to pay attention to this. The sound of the vowel may change with certain letters, but basically the sound for fatta is ah. Ba, ta, tha, like this, okay? طيب, so, التاجرو غنيون. What does this mean? التاجرو غنيون. نعم.
The merchant is rich.
The merchant is rich. ثمانية, 8. Who didn't read yet? نعم. صديق.
الدكانون مفتحون.
طيب, read it one more time. Pay attention to the ends of the words. تنوين, ألف لام, things like this. نعم.
المدكانو.
الدكانو
مفتوحون.
Yeah, long vowel though. مفتوحون. Okay, الدكانو with a long vowel on the end. الدكا. That's a long vowel. دكانو مفتو. That's a long vowel. مفتوحون. الدكانو مفتوحون. What does this mean? الدكان. The shop is maftuh, open. The shop is open. The shop, that's the subject of the sentence, the mubtada that we begin with. What do you want to say about it? It's open. Taib tisa, number 9. Who didn't read yet? Naam, Hassan. Al-waladu. Faqi, long vowel, right? Faqi, فَقِيرٌ الْوَلَدُ فَقِيرٌ الْوَلَدُ فَقِيرٌ What does it mean? The boy is poor. فَقِير is the opposite of what? غَنِي فَقِير is the opposite of غَنِي فَقِير is poor, غَنِي is rich. طيب, عشرة, number 10. Who didn't read yet? نعم. Hazm. Hazm.
No.
نعم. نعم. التفاح لذيذ. Notice that all of the first words, they begin with alif lam in these sentences. And they all have a single vowel at the end. You can't have alif lam and tanween. And the second words, none of them have alif lam. That means they all have tanween. التفاح لذيذ. What does it mean? The apple is delicious. Okay? الحادي عشرة 11th number 11 نعم
الطبيب طويل الطبيب طويل والمريض
فتى مريض والمريض
والمريض والمريض قصير قصير
جيد الطبيب that's طا طا not تا طا huh? That طا is from the sun letters right So that's why we don't say al-tabibu. We say al-tabibu tawilun wal-maridu qasirun. What does it mean?
The doctor is tall and that nurse?
No, not nurse. Marid means the one who is sick, the patient. The doctor is tall and the patient is short. Taib, okay, what is important here in this exercise? Two main things. Number one, that's most important for you to pay attention to, and the purpose of this exercise is to recognize the sun letters. Al-Huruf al-Shamsiyya. So that when you read them, with Alif Lam, you don't say Al. You say Al-Tabib. Naam.
Okay, so, the way you know to pronounce it is the second letter that comes after the pronunciation, the Al.
Okay, how do you know about... Okay, if you have any word, right? Like here you have this word right here. The beginning of this word is the letter del. Alif Lam is added to it to make it definite. Alif Lam is not part of the word. Alif Lam is the definite article that's used to make a word definite. Okay, the. So the first letter of the word itself is del here. Alif Lam is added to the word. So the first letter of the word, if it has a shadda, The reason why it has the shadda after alif lam is just to remind you. Don't pronounce this lam. Don't say L. But even if there's no shadda there, you must know the sun letters. So it doesn't matter if there's a shadda or not. When you see a sun letter, you know you have to double it. It's not, you're not always going to see shadda. You're going to see books with words written. The shadda is not going to be written. Especially if the book is not voweled. Not only you won't see shadda, you won't see any fatha, kasra, dhamma, sukun, or anything else. But by knowing the rule, you don't need the shadda. The shadda is here for us to help us to remember that this is a sun letter that has to be doubled. But even if it's not there, you have to learn the rule. That's the rule that we're learning now. This is the rule of the sun letters. When you see one, you double it. So anytime there's a sun letter that's preceded by alif lam, then you're going to double the sun letter. The 14 sun letters, all 14 of them will be doubled. Whenever they begin a word that is attached to alif lam for definiteness. Now, somebody else have a question about what we said? Naam, Siddiq.
When you make al-kitabu, no, the kong, is it two kongs or is it...
You're talking about the long vowel?
Yeah, al-kitabu or al-kitabu, two kongs.
Yeah, it's two counts. Any long vowel is two counts. Every long vowel is two counts. That's the asl. Al-mad al-asli. It's two counts. If it's elongated more than that, then there has to be a reason for it. Okay? And when we study tajweed, we learn that the reason for it is because that long vowel is followed by a sukoon. Or is followed by a shadda. And the shadda means what? That it's a doubled letter. The first one has sukoon. Okay? Or it's followed by hamza. Anytime a long vowel is followed by hamza, or it's followed by sukoon. And when I say sukoon, I also mean shadda, because shadda is a sukoon, right? Shadda means it's a double consonant, the first one has sukoon. So that's automatically included. A long vowel, any long vowel followed by sukoon, or followed by hamza, then it's going to be elongated more than two counts. It's going to be either 4 or 5 counts, or maybe 6 counts. Okay, and those rules, there are a number of rules related to that, and this is not the place for that. But anyway, the place for it now is to say what? Long vowel is 2 counts. That's med at-tabi'i, or med al-asli. That's the med, the original med, natural med, is as 2 counts. If it's elongated more than that, it's because it's followed by hamza or sukoon. And that's a different matter altogether. It's discussed in tajweed. Now. Wa alaykum as-salam wa
rahmatullah.
Number 9.
Yes.
Sentence number 9. Yes, what about it?
It has a wow.
No, it has a wow. So that means what? That we don't double it, right?
That's right.
That's why we didn't say something strange. We said al waladu. We pronounced the lamb. Because the letters that are not sun letters, you read them normally. Okay, there's no rule to apply. You just read it normally. But if you see a sun letter, that's when you have to apply the special rules. As long as there's no sun letter, just read normally. You say al. Al waladu. That's why whoever read that, they said al waladu faqirun. That is not a sun letter.
It's a moon letter.
It's a moon letter. Okay. The main purpose of this exercise is to recognize the sun letters and to apply the rule of doubling the first letter of the word if it's a sun letter. If it's followed by alif lam, to double it and to read it without pronouncing the lam. That's the purpose of this exercise. Second objective of this exercise is to study your vocabulary, to learn your vocabulary, to comprehend the sentence structures, to be able to know what you're reading. Okay, we're trying to practice a rule, but we also are required in this exercise to know the meaning of what we're reading. We have to learn the vocabulary in order to know the meaning of the sentence. Okay? So please, stay on top of the vocabulary. If you're a little behind me now, if you're a little behind right now, do not become frustrated. My dear brothers and sisters, do not become frustrated. Just get on top of it, and Allah will help you. Get on top of it. When you get behind, you don't drop out and give up. What you do, ask Allah's help and get busy. And Allah will help you. In 2 or 3 weeks, you'll see that, wow, I'm making progress. 3 or 4 weeks, maybe you catch up and get ahead, if you stay on top of it. Ask Allah's help and get busy. Do some work. Now.
I just have a quick question. It could be like a person too.
It has two meanings.
It
can be used as a noun or an adjective. Naam. It could mean the person who is sick is called marid. Okay, so you say, you don't say the sick patient. I mean, you can say the person is sick, or you can say the patient is such and such. Okay, it can be used as an adjective, or it could be used as just a regular noun, marid. Naam. It can be used both ways. It depends on how it came in the sentence. In this particular case, it's being used here as a noun. The noun, the name of a person, a sick person, the type of person that's sick. It's called the patient. Okay? But sometimes it may be used to describe someone also as an adjective. That's a little bit different. But the meaning is the same. And it won't change its use. It's just the context that it's used in. You will understand it according to the context. Okay, next exercise. The next exercise is a reading and writing exercise. Okay? It says tamarin. And tamarin means what? I asked you this 2 weeks ago. Exercises. It's the plural of what word?
Tamreen.
Tamreen means exercise. Tamareen means exercises. Okay, number 1. These words in the instructions to the exercise, you are responsible to learn the meaning of these words. If you get stuck, you go to the back of the book to the English key and it will tell you what you're supposed to do. But meanwhile, once you learn the instructions, you don't need to go back to the key. You just learn the words of the instructions, the meaning of these Arabic words, and try to learn them along with your vocabulary. Okay, it says iqra waktub ma'a dhabti awakhiri al-kalimati. Iqra waktub. Iqra means what?
Read.
Waktub means what? Wa waktub. And write. Wow means end. Waktub, and write. Read and write. That's a very important part of instruction. You know why? Because some people might think you just have to read or write. But it says read and. Huh? You get it?
No.
That means when you go home, you have to write this out.
Yeah.
Even though we're reading it now, you gotta write it out, huh? It's just a reminder, that's all. I like to remind you. Make sure you go write these exercises out. If you write the exercises out, alhamdulillah, you'll improve your ability to write. And you will not have difficulty writing. If you go through this book, writing the exercises out that you're supposed to write out, and even some ones that they don't tell you to write, write them out for practice. You will learn how to write. If you don't do that, you'll get to book two, and you will have difficulty. If somebody tells you to write something, you have difficulty writing it. That is what I know from experience. So I'm giving you the heads up now, as they say. Get busy writing the exercises. Because if you don't do it, you're going to have difficulty writing. Right now, some of us, at this stage, we have difficulty writing. But it's okay right now. We're still in the beginning. But next time you get to book two and you have difficulty writing, that's inexcusable. Okay? Practice, practice, practice writing. Especially these exercises that said write, you have to write it. If you don't write it, believe me, you're going to have difficulty. You're going to start doing dictation and then you're going to feel it. اقرأ واكتب, read and write. ما, along with also, ما means with what? ضبط أواخر الكلمات. ضبط means being precise or exact. Okay? What do we mean we're to be precise about what? أواخر الكلمات. The endings of the words. Meaning pronounce the ending of the words. We want to hear, is it tanween or is it a single vowel? Is it dhamma, is it kasra, is it fatha? Okay, right now it's basically going to be dhamma. All of these words are going to end with dhamma. But is it going to be a single dhamma or a double dhamma? Sometimes it may vary. Okay, but the main thing in this exercise here is that we want to recognize which words do we read with the shadda in the beginning after alif lam, and which words we read without shadda. Do we say al or do we say an-noor? Do we pronounce it with a double noon or do we pronounce it al-noor? Okay, this is what this exercise is designed to do. But I want to hear the endings of the words. Okay, who take the first one from this side? First word. Naam, Hazm. Okay, but we're going to hear the last vowel. What's the last vowel? Huh? Bun with tanween. Can it have tanween and alif lam in the beginning? Good. You see, he figured it out on his own. Huh? Figure it out. That's what we want. We want you to figure it out on your own. You make a mistake, go back and check your rule, and then fix it yourself. You don't always need anybody to help you. Sometimes you can do it yourself. You know the rule. Pay attention. Fix it yourself. You make a mistake, just get back up and do it all over again. Al-Babu. Alif Lam. Al. That means that Ba is what? It's not a sun letter. Next one, from this side. At-Tajiru. At-Tajiru. That means Ta is what? Sun letter. Next one. On this side, anybody? Naam, go ahead.
Al-Najmu.
Is noon a sun letter or a moon letter?
Sun.
Okay, hold him. Let him fix it himself.
Al-Najmu.
There it is. There it is. Al-Najmu. Naam, next one. Going this way. Al-Qamaru. Next one. Are we on page 17? Middle of the page. Huh? Who's that? Over there? Okay. What? Ad-Diku. Ad-Diku. Naam. Last word on the first line. Going that across this way. Anybody in the back over there on the wall want to read? Y'all want to read? Go ahead. Mustafa. Last word on the first line.
Okay, here we go.
At least if you see it, that's the start.
Yes.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan bikum wa marhaban ahlu Queens. Ahlu Quran wa Sunnah. Naam. That's a meme underneath a lam.
That's a meme?
That's a meme hidden underneath the lamb.
Okay.
Naam. Ma. Al-ma. Yeah.
they're together. In my book, I don't even see
them. I know, because it's hidden underneath the mean. Okay, sometimes letters are written on top of other letters. Okay, sometimes you'll see, like, this is a lamb here, and on the bottom of it, there's a meme. That meme, you almost can't recognize it. Okay, sometimes you'll see letters written like that. Try to pay attention to it. Anyway, that's a meme. That's a meme underneath the lamb. So it's actually, it's written like this. This is the word that you should be reading right now. In easy form, it's like this. All right?
Okay.
Yep. Good. Al-ma-u. Excellent. Mumtaz. Ahsant. Okay, let's go around this way now. Coming around here. Ismail, we're coming back your way.
Al-hajaru.
Okay. Al-hajaru.
First word and second line.
Yeah, first word, second line. Okay, I think you're on the wrong exercise.
Okay.
S-sa.
Oh, it doesn't have the in the book.
Okay. But it's one of our vocabulary words that we had in lesson number one.
As-sari-ru.
We shed on the scene, right? As-sari-ru. As-sari-ru. Now, what does that mean? The bed. We had that in lesson number one. First page. First lesson. As-sari-ru. Naam. And if you read?
No.
You have a question? No. Okay, go ahead. Let's come around this way and see if any brothers over here want to read. Go ahead.
Al-Baytu.
Ba is not a sun letter. Al-Baytu. Naam. Anybody over here?
Al-Masjidu.
Al-Masjidu. That means meme is not a sun letter. Naam.
Ar-Rajulu.
That means he put shadda on the ra. That means it's a what? Sun letter. Ar-Rajulu. Naam. Oh, you read already, right? You read already, right?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's a dhamma on the scene. As-suk-ka-ru. As-suk-ka-ru. What does that mean?
Sugar.
As-suk-ka-ru. As-suk-ka-ru. Naam. Last word. Now, go ahead, you read. Al-Waraku. Okay, listen up. Listen up. This exercise is designed what? For us to begin to recognize words that begin with sun letters or moon letters. Words that begin with sun letters and moon letters. You have to begin to recognize them. It's very important. It's a simple exercise, but you can't do it if you don't know which letters are sun letters. If you know which letter is a sun letter, double it whenever you see it in the beginning of a word with alif lam. If it's not a sun letter, khalas, just read normal, okay? Okay, I want you to repeat after me. Read these words with me. I'm going to read the word first, and then you repeat after me. Pay attention to the letters that we pronounce with shadda and those which we do not, okay? Same exercise. First line, al-babu. At-tajiru. النجم القمر الديك الماء السرير البيت المسجد الرجل السكر الورق Next exercise, التمرين الثاني, number two, right? Second exercise. Look at the instructions. It says, املا الفراغ فيما يلي بِوَدَعِ كَلِمَةٍ مُنَاسِبَةٍ. Okay, imla means fill in. Al-faraag means the space or the blanks. Empty space or blank. Fi-ma means in what yali follows. In what follows. Fill in the blank space in what follows. How? Bi-wada'i. Bi by wada'i. Means putting. By putting. Kalimatin, a word, munasibatin, that is suitable or appropriate. A suitable or appropriate word. Fill in the blank spaces in what follows by putting in the blank space, walaikum salam, a suitable or appropriate word. Which suitable or appropriate word? Any suitable or appropriate word. How do we know it's any? Because it's indefinite. Kalimatin. It didn't say al kalimatu, the word. It said, It didn't say the kalima, it says a kalima, any kalima. Tayyip, it's in the bathroom. Tayyip, we have to put in a word, now. Huh? Is it a photocopy? Of this? No. Tayyib, yeah, question. Okay, before we do it, right, you know that what you have to do from the instruction, you have to fill in a word, right? But I want to explain to you what's happening here, a little bit, okay? Pay attention. They give you a blank space, and then they give you a word. You have to put in the blank space, right? Fill in the blank space. The blank space, as I said earlier, these sentences that we're dealing with now have a mubtada and a khabar. What is a mubtada and khabar? Subject and predicate. The first word, the mubtada, is the word that's blank here. That's the word you want to talk about. And then they told you what they want you to say about it. They gave you the predicate, the khabar. What you have to do is put in the mubtada. And the mubtada is going to have alif lam. Remember I said before, remember the first words, they all have alif lam. And the second words, they all have tanween, right? Now, this is not an absolute mandatory rule that the first word always has alif lam, but the first word always has to be definite. Yes, it has to be definite. But a word can be definite without alif lam, as we will learn later on. But now, not to complicate the matter, I just want you to know the first word has to be definite. In this case, it has to have alif lam. There are words that are definite without alif lam, but we didn't come to that yet. Okay, so every word that is going to be put here must have alif lam. Please don't give me a word that don't have alif lam. Okay? Make sure the word has alif lam. It has to be definite. That's going to be the subject of the sentence, and then they told you what they want to say about it. Okay? So you give me a word that makes sense, that's suitable, that's appropriate, from the words that we have been learning. I don't want you to bring a word from outer space somewhere. Collegiate words, huh? We want these high school words. Or do you want me to say that we're in elementary school? Now we'll be in high school, khalas. We're not in college, we're in high school. Okay, so give us some simple high school words. Naam. Number one. The second word, what is the second word? Ghaniyun, with tanween. Ghaniyun. It has to have tanween. Look, this is a rule, right? You don't understand it necessarily right now, but in our simple level right now, the first word is going to be definite, the second word is going to be indefinite. So the first word is going to have alif lam, second word is going to have tanween. So when you read it like that with tanween. Second word, read it with tanween. Al-mudarrisu ghaniyun. What other word can we put in there? Somebody else give me a word. Anybody? No. At-tajiru ghaniyun. Another word. Ar-rajulu ghaniyun. Huh? Al-himaru. No, this is ghaniyun, it's rich. Yeah, the horse could be rich if you got a calf owner that leaves all his wealth to his horse when he dies, right? Horse could be rich. Dogs are rich and cats are rich. Allahu musta'an.
So you said the first part of the sentence, in a nominal sentence, right?
The Mubtada has to be definite. For now, for us on this level, it has to have Alif Lam. Later we will find that there are some words that are definite without Alif Lam, but we're not going to deal with that right now. We're just saying for now it has to be definite. And for us right now it has to have Alif Lam. The book, the boy, the man, the doctor, the something. Okay? And then what do you want to say about it? The second word, in this case, for now, with us right now, the second word has to have Tanween. Alright? Okay, second one. Somebody give me the next one. Who wants to take the second one? Ahmed. Okay, read it one more time. Hun?
Hun
with Tanween? Good. At-tufahu hulwun. What does that mean? The apple is sweet. Somebody give me another sentence, another word for that same sentence. Hulwun. Naam. Ibrahim. I'm sorry. I forgot there's two Ibrahims here. Abba Mustad. Okay, who wants it? Why don't you give it to the other? Halwun. Now, you have another one, Ibrahim? As-sukkaru hulwun. You have another one? Okay. Number three. Somebody take the next one. Who wants the next one? Hanif.
Ar-rajulu maridun.
Again?
Ar-rajulu maridun.
Ar-rajulu maridun. With tanween, huh? Ar-rajulu. With Alif Lam, Ar-Rajulu, sun letter, right? Ar-Rajulu, Maridun. Somebody else give me another word for that same one. Anybody else give me Maridun?
Al-Waladu.
Al-Waladu. Maridun. Some other one. Give me another word for that one.
Al-Imamu.
Maridun. Naam.
Al-Tajiru.
Maridun. Give me the whole sentence. The whole sentence, okay? At-tajiru maridun. But yet, his dukan is still open. Huh? You said the merchant is sick. And I said, and yet, in spite of that, his dukan, his store is still open. It didn't stop him from making money, though. Naam. Labas. No problem. As long as he makes his salat and jama'ah, we're not going to blame him. Naam. Give me the next sentence. Somebody, who wants the next sentence? Who didn't do one yet? Next sentence. Okay, we're up to number four. We have the word. What is that word there? Ladhidhun. With the letter what? Thal. Ladhidhun. What does it mean? Delicious, tasty. Naam. Okay, somebody give me a word for that. Huh? At-tufahu, whole sentence. Ladhidhun. Somebody give me another one. For the same one.
Al-labanu
ladhidhun. Naam. Anything else? Is ladhidh or that's it? As-sukkaru ladhidhun. Well, you got a sweet tongue. As-sukkaru ladhidhun, huh? Okay. As-zamzam. Now, zamzamu ladhidun. Okay, next sentence, number five. What is the word there that they gave us? Tawilun. What does it mean? Tall. Tawilun. Somebody give me a word for this sentence. Ar-rajulu tawilun. Another word. At-tabibu. At-tabibu tawilun. Another word. Huh? Al-mudarrisu. Tawilun, naam. Al-waladu tawilun. Anything else you can put in there?
Al-masjidu tawilun.
Okay. Okay. Naam. Tayyib. Tawil. That's number five. Number six. What's the word we have for number six? Qasirun. What does it mean? Short. Give me a word for it. Al-waladu qasirun. Another word. Huh? Let me hear you. No, he's saying something over here. But you said El Talibu. That's the problem. Oh, okay.
El Talibu.
Qasirun. Give me another word. Naam.
Al-Waladun.
Al-Waladu Qasirun. Naam. Al-Tabibu Qasirun. Anybody else? Huh? Al-Dinar Qasirun. Al-Dinar is expensive, akhi. It's one of the highest priced currencies in the world. Ain't nothing short about that. Boy, you get paid if you got them things. Kuwaiti dinar? Naam. Somebody got another word? Al-Rajulu Qasirun. Naam. Better know it, man. Ain't like no dollar, boy. That thing is real. Dinar? Allahu Akbar. Muslims got cash.
How much is it?
If they were just spending in the way of Allah, pay the zakat, we'd be straight. I don't know what it is now, but it's way past it. Multiply it way more time, huh? No, not the Kuwaiti dinar. No, Kuwaiti dinar is the most expensive currency in the world. It's way over the dollar. You get one dinar, you get a lot of dollars for it. Dollar is cheap. Yeah, dollar ain't worth nothing, brother. It's all inflation. It's paper. It ain't backed by nothing. Tell you, page number 18. Page number 18. Next page. Exercise number 3. Tamreen al-Thalith. Okay, look at the instruction. Try to learn the words. Okay, page 18. Last exercise. Exercise number 3. Tamreen al-Thalith. Al-Thalithu. Ikhtar. Kalimatan. Min al-qa'imati. با تناسب الكلمة التي في القائمة ألف. طيب, what are we saying here? اختار means what? Choose. كلمة, a word, من القائمة, from the column با, the second column, from column با. تناسب الكلمة that fits, that fits, is appropriate, is suitable. For al-kalima, the word, al-lati, which, fi, is in al-qa'ima, alif. The first column, column alif. Okay, you have two columns, A and B. They said, choose a word, kalimatan, a word, from column B, that fits, that is suitable for the word, which is in column A. What's the word in column A? Starting from the top. At-talibu. Now we need to take at-talibu and find a word, any word in column B that fits it. Has to make some sense, okay? Tunasib means that is suitable. Naam, read. Read the first word and the word that you choose for it. Naam.
At-talibu maridun.
Okay, he said, at-talibu maridun. Means what? The student is sick. Okay, what's the second word? Naam, Ahmed.
Ad-dukanu maftuhun.
Naam, ad-dukanu maftuhun. What does it mean?
The store is open.
The store is open. Number 3, who wants the third one? They're not numbered, but the third one. Naam, Sadiq.
At-tufahu
لذيذٌ. What does it mean? The apple is delicious. The next one, who wants it? Who wants it? Naam, Ibrahim.
الماءُ حارٌ.
الماءُ حارٌ. What does it mean? The water is hot. Next one. Who wants it? Who didn't do one yet? Over here on this side. Naam. الحجر ثقيل. الحجر ثقيل. What does that mean?
The rock is heavy.
The rock is heavy. Last word. Who wants it? So only one word left. القلم is it لذيذ؟
No.
Nah. Is it مريض؟
No.
I hope not. Is it حار؟ No, I don't think so. مكسور. What does مكسور mean?
Broken.
القلم مكسور. The pen is broken. Okay, at the end of the lesson, we have the vocabulary words. Notice in that box, there are two words. On the top of the box, right, it says what? الكلمات الجديدة. الكلمات الجديدة. الكلمات is the plural of كلمة. What's كلمة? Word. الكلمات means the words. What kind of words? الجديدة. New words. The new words. Usually on the end of a lesson or in the middle of a lesson, if it's a long lesson, you have a box like this. It says الكلمات الجديدة. These are new words in this lesson that we never had before. You must memorize these words. Now.
Is Dida a word by itself?
الجديدة?
No, just Dida.
Dida?
Yeah, from Jadida. Is that a...
Dida? I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the word.
Speaking of which, new vocabulary words.
No.
Those of us who fall behind, not knowing the vocabulary words. So you put more focus on that so that we can... You can't do the exercise if you don't know
No. Yeah, if you get behind on the vocabulary a little bit, then focus on the vocabulary. Spend as much time as you can on memorizing the vocabulary. But one of the things that help you to memorize the vocabulary is to read them over and over again, listen to them, write them.
Right.
Write the vocabulary words out, read them as much as you can, and listen to the audio files that the brother asked about earlier today. Listen to the audio files when you're not doing something that requires your total attention. Even if you're resting, you're laying down, you're going to go to sleep, just put it on and listen to it for a little while. If you fall asleep, no harm, right?
Everybody has the wherewithal to form a sentence, but if you don't know what the word means...
Yeah, you have to work on the vocabulary. It's incumbent. Again, I'm saying, as I said in the beginning, the first class, it's incumbent to learn the vocabulary words. I suggest to you that you memorize at least two words a day, please. Try to memorize at least two words a day. If you can memorize more, that's better. If you get a good day, your memory is sharp, and your focus is good, try to memorize four or five words. No harm. But at least every day try to get two words. Start in the morning, keep reading those words, writing them, looking at them, until you get it. Until it sticks with you and keep saying them all day. And in between, the words that you learned before, go over them. Start compiling lists. And every time you add two new words, carry that list with you. And keep going over them every single day. Whenever you get a moment, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, go over it. In 1 minute you can read this word 50 times. It's got to stick eventually. If you keep writing it, reading it here, it's going to stick. Now. Quickly.
Sorry, you have to write the training a lot. So, record yourself saying it on your iPhone, you know, and just get the headphones and just listen to it.
Okay, you can record yourself and listen to it, whatever. However you want to do it, listen to it, read it, write it, practice with these words until you catch up, inshallah. If you memorize two a day, inshallah, you'll catch up. If you don't memorize every word in the book by the end, okay, it's alright. We can live with that. Everybody is not going to memorize every single word, but you gotta memorize as many as possible. Because you're not gonna be able to comprehend unless you memorize a good portion of these words. Okay, this is the end of these exercises.
No, this is the last section here. What did you have to do with this?
No, those are just words to memorize. Oh. Those are new words. Those are vocabulary words that you have to memorize. Okay, let's go to the next part of the lesson. Next part of the lesson is what we are expected to grasp thoroughly today. And this is the end of what we need to do with it, and I think there's one exercise with it. Yes, there's one exercise. This is on page 19. On page 19. On the top of the page 19, you have الحروف القمرية والحروف الشمسية. الحروف. Huruf is the plural of harf. Harf means a letter. Al-huruf means the letters. Al-qamariya, qamar is the moon. So these are the moon letters or the lunar letters. Al-huruf, al-qamariya, the moon letters or the lunar letters. Wa and al-huruf al-shamsiya and the sun letters or the solar letters. So these are two lists of what? The lunar letters and the solar letters. Sun letters and moon letters. Okay, on the right, we have al-huruf al-qamariya. With these letters, there's no rule to apply. You just read them normally. If a word begins with one of these 14 letters, You just read it normally. It's nothing to do with it. Even though it has Alif Lam, you just pronounce Alif Lam in its normal manner. Okay, you say Al Abu, Al Babu, Al Jannatu, and so on. As far as the next column, Al Huruf Al Shamsiya, the sun letters, these 14 letters are the letters that you have to memorize. So that when you see one of them, any word that begins with it, that has Alif Lam, you have to make sure, even if you don't see a Shadda, you have to double it. You have to read it as though that letter is doubled. Okay, so like these letters, as we said, the first two of them are in the beginning of the alphabet. After Alif, after Hamza and Ba, or Alif and Ba, there's Ta and there's Tha. After that, there are 10 letters in succession. Del and Vel and Ra and Zay and Sin and Sheen and Sad and Dad and Ta and Va. And after that, we go to near the end of the alphabet and we have Lam and Noon. These 14 letters, you have to learn them, inshallah. You learn them and you apply the rule of Al-Huruf Al-Shamsiyya and Al-Huruf Al-Qamriyya. What is that rule? When you have Alif Lam on a word that begins with a sun letter, instead of pronouncing the Lam, L, the L is merged into that sun letter, which is doubled, and then you pronounce the sun letter twice. Okay? If anybody finds difficulty in memorizing these letters, as I said, what you should start with, which you should have done before, if you didn't do it before, do it now. This is your chance to do it now. Memorize the letters of the alphabet in their order. Okay, because as you memorize the letters of the alphabet in the order, you're going to also memorize those 14 letters, 10 of them in succession, one behind another. If you get up to the letter Va, even if you don't memorize the rest of the alphabet, you got the... You got 12 of the letters of the sun letters. So you're good to go after that. You can memorize the letters later. But in order for you to use the dictionary, you have to learn the letters of the alphabet in their order. We mentioned this in the beginning. So you have to memorize the letters of the alphabet also. There is memorization in learning the Arabic language. You have to memorize rules. You have to memorize vocabulary. You have to memorize all kinds of things. Those of us who have been raised in this educational system that doesn't require memorization, we usually have difficulty memorizing. The only thing that we can memorize is a stupid song or some rap line. Okay, we memorize those stupid songs, but how do you memorize them? Because you hear it over and over and over again. Same thing, but now you want to memorize something that's worth memorizing. Hear it over and over again, you memorize it. Same way you memorize that foolishness, that nonsense. Huh? The same way you memorize nonsense, you can memorize something that's worth something. By hearing it over and over and over again. That stuff is nonsense. Okay, listen. Naam, naam. Okay, so these are the Huruf Shamsi and Huruf Qamariya. Inshallah, we'll just read through them in their columns. In their columns, okay? These are the letters. The first letter of the Huruf Qamariya on the right side, the first letter is Hamza, not Alif. The first letter is what? Hamza, not Alif. Alright? Any problem with that? Tayyib. The first letter is Hamza. And the example they give is Al Abu, which means what? The father. The second letter is Ba. And the example they give for it is Al Babu, which means what? The door. The third letter is the letter Jim. And the example they give for Jim is Al-Jannatu, which means what?
Paradise.
The paradise. It also means the garden. Number four, the letter they give for number four is, the letter is Ha. Ha. And the example they give for it is Al-Himaru, which means what? The donkey. Number five, the letter Kha. The example they give for it is Al-Khubzu. Al-Khubzu, which means what? The bread. Number six, the letter Ayn. And the word that they give for it is Al-Aynu. The letter, the name of it is Ayn. And the example they give for it is the word Al-Aynu. Which means what?
The eye.
Okay, it could mean the eye. That's one meaning. What's another meaning of Al-Ayn? A spring of water. And another meaning of it is what? The spy. And another meaning of it is the name of the letter Ayn. The name of this letter is Ayn. Naam, that's the name of the letter. But that word, Ayn, also has other meanings. Okay, and these are some of the meanings that we have mentioned. Number seven, the letter Ghain. Ghain. And the example that they give for it is Al-Ghada'u. Al-Ghada'u. Which means what? Lunch. Al-Ghada. Taib, number 8. The letter Fa. The example they give, Al-Famu. With a short vowel. Al-Famu. Which means what? The mouth. Number 9. Qaf. The letter Qaf. The example they give, Al-Qamaru. Which means what? The moon. Number 10. The letter is Kaf. And the example they give, Al-Kalbu. Which means what?
The dog.
The dog. Number 11. The letter Meem. The example they give, Al-Ma'u. Which means what?
The water.
The water. Number 12. The letter is Wow. The example they give, Al-Waladu. And that means what?
The boy.
The boy. Number 13, the letter is Ha. Ha. Previously, we had what other letter that sounds like, similar like this? Is what? Ha. Ha. Huh? This one? Ha. Ha. Okay? The example they give? Al-Hawa'u. Al-Hawa'u. Which means what? Huh? Nah, al-hawa'u. That's different. That's with a long vowel and hamza at the end. It means what? The air. Naam, the air. The air. Naam. It also means the weather, too. You can say al-hawa. It means the air. Naam. Number 14. The letter is ya, and the word they gave as an example is al-yadu, with a short vowel. Al-yadu. Al-yadu means what? The hand. Okay, let's go to the next column of those letters which are shamsiya. Those are the ones that we apply the rule. Whenever a word begins with one of these letters that has alif lam in front of it, then we do not pronounce the lam of the alif lam. Rather, it merges into the sun letter, which is doubled. And usually there will be a shadda there to remind us. But if there is no shadda, you have to double it automatically if you know that letter. Okay, the first letter of huruf, ash-shamsiya. Al-Huruf al-Shamsiyya, the sun letters or solar letters, the first letter is Ta. And the example, At-Tajiru, which means what?
The merchant.
The merchant. The second letter is the letter Tha. The example, Al-Thawbu, which means what? The garment, Thawb, Naam. The third letter is Dal. The example, Ad-Diku, which means what? The rooster. Fourth letter, the letter Dhal, Dhal. The example, Al-Dhahabu. Al-Dhahabu, which means what? Gold. Huh? What did you say? Gold. Yeah, Dhahaba, Dhahaba by itself, the word Dhahaba is a verb that means he went. Naam. But Al-Dhahabu means gold, the gold. Fifth letter, the letter Ra. The example, Ar-Rajulu. Ar-Rajulu means what? The man. Sixth letter, Za or Zay. The example, Az-Zahratu. Az-Zahratu, which means what? The flower. Seven, the letter, Seen. The example, As-Samaku. As-Samaku means what? The fish. Eight, the letter, Sheen. The example, As-Shamsu. As-Shamsu, the sun. Nine, the letter, Saad. The example, As-sadru, with a sukoon on the del. As-sadru, which means what?
The chest.
The chest. The chest. C-H-E-S-T, like the chest of a person. The front part of your body. Chest. As opposed to your back, right? Number 10, dad. Dad. The example, ad-daifu. Ad-daifu, which means what? The guest. Not like a guest, like I guess you are not coming. No. Guest means you are the host and that one is your guest. Naam. Ad-daifu. Naam.
I have a question. Were all of these vocabulary words in the previous lessons?
No. But these are examples for Huruf Qamariyya and Shamsiyya. As many of them as you can learn, alhamdulillah.
Because I know that some of the brothers know these words already.
Some of them, people know from before. Maybe they studied this book before. Some of them, maybe they were just mujtahid, diligent. Five, number 11, the letter is Ta. And the example, At-Talibu. At-Talibu, which means what?
The
student. Number 12, Va. Va. The letter is Va. The example, Al-Zahru. 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 Not Al-Zuhru with Dhamma. Al-Zahru with Fatta. Which means what? The back. The back. The time of noon prayer is with Dhamma. Al-Zuhru. With Dhamma. Al-Zuhru. This is Al-Zahru. Al-Zahru means the back. The opposite of As-Sadru. The chest. Number 13. The letter is Lam. The example? Al-Lahmu. Al-Lahmu. Naam. Al-Lahmu. We're going to have some of that today, right? Huh? The meat. Naam. Inshallah, after class. Number 14. The letter is Noon. Noon. The example? An-Najmu. An-Najmu, which means what? The star. Say it. Tayyib. Last page. Last page of this lesson. Page number 20. It says what? Tamreen. What does tamreen mean?
Exercise.
Okay, who knows definitely for sure? Because I got three different answers. اختلف العلماء. The scholars have differed. Huh, Sadiq? So which one of them has al-qawl al-sahih, the correct one? Naam, Ahmed. It means exercise. Singular. What is the plural of tamreen? Tamareen. This didn't say tamareen. It says tamreen. That's singular. Huh? Okay, the reason why I'm taking time to bring these points out, because sometimes when you ask questions and you get it wrong, you remember it next time. These are words that we have to learn. These are words that are going to keep coming again and again. These are words that we should know. When you learn the singular, also learn the plural. Tamreen is singular. Tamareen is plural. Means exercise. Tamareen means exercises. Okay. What's the instruction for this exercise? Iqra al-kalimat al-atiya. Waqtubha مراعياً قواعد النطق الحروف القمرية والشمسية. اقرأ means what? الكلمات, the words. الآتية. What does الآتية mean? The following. الكلمات الآتية, the following words. واكتبها. Write what? Waktubha. Ha is referring back to the kalimat. Write them. Write them. Mura'iyan means paying attention to or observing. Qawaid, the principles or rules of nutq. Nutq means pronunciation. Al-huruf, pronunciation of the letters. Al-huruf al-qamariya wa shamsiya. The lunar letters and the sun letters. So what do we have to do? We have to read the following words and we also have to write them. You have to write them for homework. Observing what? The principles or rules of pronunciation of how to pronounce the sun letters, the moon letters and the sun letters. So they want you to pay attention. When you read the word, does that word after alif lam begin with a sun letter or a moon letter? If it begins with a moon letter, read it normally, L. If it begins with a sun letter, don't pronounce the L. Rather, double the first letter of the word, which is a sun letter, and merge the lamb into that letter. Okay, who wants to read from this side? Read the first one. Okay, anybody, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. I'll acknowledge you. Naam, Ahmed. Al-Baytu. Al-Baytu means what? Somebody else. Naam. Ad-Diku. With the shadda and the del, right? Ad-diku, which means what? The rooster. Naam, Siddiq.
Al-mudarrisun.
Again? Pay attention to the end of the word.
Al-mudarrisun.
Al-mudarrisu means what? The teacher. This is not a moon letter. I mean, this is not a sun letter. Al-mudarrisu. It's a moon letter. Naam, next word. Jabir. Al-babu. This is a moon letter. Al-babu means what? Naam, Bilal, Rahim.
At-talibu.
At-talibu. talibu. That's a son letter, right? Means what? The student. Next one. Naam, Ibrahim in the back. As-sukkaru. That's a son letter. Means what? The sugar. Next one. Anybody who wants it? Naam, Sadiq. Ad-daftaru. With shadda on the del. Ad-daftaru. It's a son letter. Means what? The notebook. Next word. Next word. This is an easy one. Now. Al-akhi. And with kasra?
Al-akhu.
Is there a long vowel in it?
No. Al-akh.
Al-akh. With a long vowel? Al-akhu. With a long vowel? It's a short vowel. There's no long vowel in this word. Al-akhu. 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 Akhi means my brother. Al-akhu means the brother. We always say akhi, right? But really, originally the word is akh. Akh. But we put e on the end to say my brother. Huh? Beiti, my house. Kitabi, my book. Akhi, my brother. But the original word is akh. Al-akhu, naam. Because Hamza is not a son letter. So we say al-akhu, naam. Go ahead, Ibrahim.
Al-rasool.
Again, one more time, I didn't hear the end.
Al-rasool.
Al-rasool, that's a son letter, right? Ra is a son letter. Al-rasool, that means what? The messenger. Al-rasool, the messenger, naam.
Let me ask you something. I know we went over this before. Even though this, the Dhamma is not on the land. How do you know to put the Dhamma there?
Okay, he said, even though the Dhamma is not on the end of Ar-Rasulu, how do we know to put the Dhamma there? Wait a minute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear all of our supplications at one time. I can only hear one. One person tell me. Okay, that's how we know it has a single vowel. Is that what you're asking about? Or you want
to
know why is it Dhamma instead of Kesra or Fatta?
Whoever read that word, they added the Dhamma. How did he know to add the Dhamma?
How did he know it's Dhamma instead of Kesra or Fatta?
Yes.
Or how does he know that there's
the
a Dhamma there?
A Dhamma, period.
Okay, let me just make it simple, right? In Arabic, nouns, they either have Alif Lam or Tanween. Unless they're special words. There are some special types of words, okay? The normal words in Arabic, they have Alif Lam or tanween. If a word has alif lam, it can't have tanween with it, right? We discussed that in the beginning. So it has one or the other. In that word, it has alif lam, right? So that means he knows it can't be tanween. Because he sees alif lam. If he didn't see alif lam, then he knows it has tanween. It has to be one or the other. The normal words in Arabic, if you see alif lam, you know it can't have tanween. If you see no alif lam, then you know it has tanween. That's with that, okay? That's part of the answer, right? Second part of the answer, how do we know it's Dhamma and not Kasra and not Fatta? Because here, for now, every word that we're reading, the rule of every noun is that it has Dhamma. It only takes Kasra or Fatta if it's in a sentence. Every noun in the Arabic language, originally it has Dhamma. It doesn't change from Dhamma to Kasra or Fatta unless it's in a sentence. And in the sentence, due to its function in the sentence, it's the subject of the sentence, or it's the object of the verb, or the object of the preposition, or it's whatever. Function may change it from Dhamma to Kasra to Fatta. But originally, every nouns, we're not talking about particles or verbs, nouns, every noun has Dhamma. Automatically, every noun, you're going to read it with Dhamma. If it's in a sentence, now you got to say, oh, is the Dhamma changed to Kasra because it's following a preposition? Or because it's the object of the verb? Or because of something else happening with it?
You got a little complicated, but I mean,
okay, let's keep it simple. For now, every noun that you read in this book is going to be with Dhamma. Until we tell you otherwise. When we take prepositions in the next lesson that we're about to take, and then it's going to see words change to Kasra. For now, every word is going to be Dhamma. Every noun is going to have Dhamma. Okay? If it has Alif Lam, it's going to be a single Dhamma. If it does not have Alif Lam, it's going to be a double Dhamma, tanween.
So, in closing, there will be times when, I mean, say the word Rasul.
Yeah.
You would just say Rasul and not Rasulu.
Well, if it doesn't have alif lam, you say rasulun. Rasulun. But if it has alif lam, you're going to say ar-rasulu. Inshallah, all of this will become more and more clear in time. Ar-rasulu. Okay, the next word. Who wants it? Al-wajhu. Wow is not a sun letter. Al-wajhu. Next word. Al-wajh. What does it mean? The face. Naam, Jayid. Naam, Hanif. As-sadiqu. As-sadiqu. With sad. Sad is a what? Sun letter. So we don't say al, we say as-sadiqu. What does it mean? The friend. As-sadiq. Friend. Naam. Next word. Hassan.
Hold it. Be patient. Huh? Look at this up here. Look at this up here. Look at this up here.
Let me hear him.
Al-Qur. This right here, look, look. Remember, brothers and sisters, whenever we have a Hamza with Fatta, followed by an Aleph, instead of writing two Alephs, one is a seat for Hamza, and the Fatta elongated by Aleph, instead of writing two Alephs, we're going to write one Aleph with this sign of Med. That means that's a Hamza with Fatta elongated by Aleph. That's So this word right here should be Al Qur. Al-Qur'anu. Al-Qur'anu. It's not Al-Qur'anu. It's not Qur'an. It's Qur'an. This word is not Qur'an. It's not Qur'an. It's Qur'an. Huh? Are you with me? I'm writing this on the board for a reason. In America we say the Qur'an. It's not Qur'an. It's Qur'an. Huh? Qaf. Dhamma, Ra with Sukoon. That's one syllable. Qur.
Correct.
Hamza, Fatta, Alif. That's another syllable. Ah. Noon, whatever is vowel. In this case, Dhamma. Al-Qur'anu. Naam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Wa ajal. Naam. Tayyib, Al-Qur'anu. We're not going to ask what's the meaning of Al-Qur'an. Next word. Naam.
As-salatu.
Okay, what's the meaning of As-salatu?
Prayer.
The prayer. Naam. Sad is a sun letter. What if we didn't pronounce the last vowel on the end of this word? If we were reading and we stopped on this word, how would we pronounce it? Who knows for sure? Who knows for sure? Definitely. Don't jump out the window. Okay, the word that the brother just read, as-salatu. What if we were reading and we stopped on that word? Not in practice, in real normal reading. In a pause on that word. How should that word be read? Naam.
You drop off the vowel.
Okay, and then how do you pronounce it? You said you drop off the vowel.
Well, and that particular word with the tamabula at the end?
Yeah, in that particular word with Tarmabuta on it. You drop off the Tarmabuta?
No, the ta from the Tarmabuta.
Okay, you drop off the ta from the... Huh?
And it becomes As-Salah.
Okay, that's pretty good, but somebody give us a more detailed explanation. What happens here?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, tell me. Tell what you want to say.
I just was going to say, from hearing you, you see the old that. So I...
Okay. Okay, look. This is important also, right? As-salatu. We said, now somebody wants to answer? Yes. Ibrahim.
When you continue, you say
as-salatu. If you continue, say as-salatu. Now, when you keep reading. But if you stop here, Tarmabuta is a ta and it's a ha. It has two sounds, okay? You pronounce the ha. You pronounce the ha. Okay, Taramabuta has two sounds. The sound of ta, it's a combination letter. This is the letter ta, but it's closed. It's the letter ta is closed. Ta marbuta means that the ta is tied together. Marbut. So this is the letter ta. And it's also the letter ha. But sometimes it sounds like ta and sometimes like ha. When? Whenever you feel like it, no. If you keep reading, like the brother said, you keep reading, you pronounce it like it's ta. If you stop on it, you pronounce it like it's ha. Okay, you pronounce it like ha, as-salah. You drop the vowel, because whenever you pause on a word, you don't pronounce the last vowel. And if the letter, the last letter is tarmabuta, if you stop on it, you pronounce it like ha, not like ta. Okay, so actually, more properly, it's not proper for us to say one word by itself like this, the salat. It's not the salat.
It's salah.
As-salah, zakah, Mecca. We don't say Meccat, right? Why? Because Tarmabuta, you say Mecca. But if you keep reading, you say Mecca too. Naam.
Or you say Salatul Jumu'ah.
Salatul Jumu'ah, naam. Say Zakatul Fitr. You pronounce Ta. But if you say Zakah, by itself it's not Ta. It's Ha, Zakah, Salah, naam. Okay. We stopped on this word just to get some benefit, inshallah. Alright. So some of these points we had covered in our primer, level one class. But we have forgotten. Tayyib. Alright, last word on line two. Naam, I don't see any hands up except Ahmed. Naam. Al-Ka'ba. What if we pronounce the vowel on the end of it? Al-Ka'ba too. Normally we're reading the vowels on the end, even if we stop. That's our normal practice. But in actual reading or speech, if you stop on a word, you don't pronounce the last vowel. And if it's Tarmabuta, you don't pronounce it like ta, but you pronounce it like ha. Okay, third line. Naam, third line, naam. Ar-ra-su. Ar-ra-su. With ra, which is the sun letter. Which means what?
Head.
The head. Next word. Next word. Al-Isba'u. Al-Isba'u. What does that mean, Al-Isba'u? Plural or singular? Singular, somebody whispered to him. Type singular. The finger. Now, next word. Next word. Nobody knows this word? This is a famous word, very important word. How can you live without it? Naam, Ya Ibrahim, help us. This is a necessary word that we are in need of every day. Yeah, if you were without it for a couple of days, you would know how important it is. No. What you said the word is? As-sabunu. As-sabunu. With sad. That's a sun letter, right? As-sabunu. What does it mean, Ya Ibrahim? No, not sabr. Huh? Okay, somebody help us with this important word that we have here that we need every day. Soap. What are you doing, man? Got no soap? Soap. How you take a bath or a shower without soap? You can, but we don't like to do it. Use some soap, please. Next word. Mustafa, huh? What'd you say? You with me on that or what? I'm with you, huh? Five, next word. That's not ta. It's dha. Huh? Who got it? Yes. Al-dhafru. What's al-dhafru? That's a difficult word. Fingernail, he said. Fingernail. Al-dhafru. Next word. Next to the last one. The word before dhafru? As-sabun. Soap. S-O-A-P. Soap and water. Al-dhafru. Fingernail. Next word. Mustafa. Al-Fajru. Al-Fajru. The dawn. Naam. Al-Fajru. The dawn. Naam. Last word on this line. Huh? The last word on this line is Al-Dhufru. Al-Dhuhru. Al-Dhuhru. What is Al-Dhuhru? Midday. Al-Dhuhru. What if we put a fatah on there? What would it be? Al-Dhahru, which means what? We just had it a few minutes ago, huh? The back.
Naam. Al-Zahru. Al-Zuhru. Change one vowel, they have a completely different meaning. These two words are spelled exactly the same, except one has fatha, one has dhamma. Al-Zuhru. Al-Zahru. Naam. Last line. Last line. Huh? Oh, there's another word? I have three more words. On that line. Okay, you have a different printing. Okay, no problem. I'm sorry. Al-Asr. What does that mean? Al-Asr. Naam. Wal-Asr. Inna al-insan lafi khusr. Naam. The time, right? Or it means the midday time. Not midday, but halfway between noon and mid-afternoon. Naam. Taib, next one. This word we always pronounce wrong unless we are studying Arabic cautiously. Al-Maghribu. 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 There's three syllables. Maghribu. Al-Maghrib. Al-Maghrib. What does Al-Maghrib mean? Okay, it means the west. In place, in time, it means sunset. Sunset time. Naam. And the last word? Al-Isha'u. Al-Isha'u. What does that mean? Okay, something like that. Right? Al-Isha, the night. Naam. Night. Evening. Right. It could mean night. Night is layl. And Isha, evening, it could mean night also now.
Going back to the word Maghrib.
Naam.
We say Maghrib, which is totally incorrect.
Yeah, and we say a lot of stuff. We don't say this though. So now, mashallah, let's try to get it together. Tayyib. Jayyid. Okay, how much time left? A few minutes?
4 minutes,
5 minutes, okay. Tayyib. Alright, we're going to stop here, but before we close out, 5 minutes. I still have 5 minutes. Okay. In the next lesson, lesson number four, you're going to have for homework. On lesson number four, you have to read the key to the lesson, which contains the grammatical points, vocabulary words, and instructions for the exercises. Start memorizing the vocabulary. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Start memorizing the vocabulary. Alright, for the next lesson, so when we do the lesson, even if you didn't finish all the vocabulary from the previous lesson, just try to get as many of them as you can. But now we're going to the next lesson. In order for you to benefit from the lesson fully, you have to know the vocabulary words. So go and get it right now. From today, part of your homework, start studying the vocabulary words for lesson number 4. Start studying the vocabulary words. Read the grammatical points. Right? What are the points in this lesson? There are two types of things. There's prepositions and there's pronouns. Huh? There are prepositions and there are pronouns. That's all we're going to deal with in the next lesson. The lesson will be in two parts. In the first part, we're going to get two prepositions and two pronouns. In the second part of the lesson, we're going to get two more prepositions and two pronouns. What are prepositions? What are pronouns? Okay? In Arabic, the preposition is harf jar. What do we mean by harf jar? We mean a letter, a particle, that causes the word that follows it to become majroor. It's going to take kasra. Now remember, we say all the words up until now is with dhamma. In the next lesson, we're going to start getting words with kasra. So if you see a harf jar, preposition, like in, or from, or to, or upon, okay? You say, he went to the masjid. To, that's the preposition. So the word that comes after the preposition is going to take kasra. So you say, ila al-masjidu, right?
No.
No. Thank you. Somebody's awake. It's going to be what? Ila al-masjidi. Because we said now, words are going to start changing. After the preposition, the word is going to take kasra. So we're not going to say ila al-masjidu. We're going to say what? Ila al-masjidi. Min al-masjidu? No. Min al-masjidi. From the masjid. To the masjid. On the table. Ala al-maktabi. Huh? We're going to start using some of these words, right? We're going to get four of them. Min and ila and I don't know, ala and something else. Yeah, those are prepositions. They're going to be in a little box. They're going to say huruf jar. And they're going to say, give you these four prepositions. That's what we're going to be studying in lesson number four. The first part of the lesson, we're going to get two. Second part of the lesson, we're going to get two. Okay? Fi. Fi al-baytu, right? La. What? Fil bayti. Okay, that's prepositions. What are pronouns? Pronouns is a word that takes the place of a noun. You have a noun, you have Muhammad is in the house. If you want to refer back to Muhammad again, instead of saying, and Muhammad is sleeping. You don't have to say Muhammad again, right? You can use a pronoun to take the place of the noun Muhammad, right? Muhammad is in the house and he is sleeping. So you get the pronoun huwa and hiya and anta and ana, like this, a couple of pronouns, okay? What is the pronoun for he, for she, for I, for you? A couple of simple pronouns, okay? In Arabic, the pronouns are masculine and they are feminine. They are singular and they are dual and they are plural. Okay, we're going to take a little bit at a time. Every lesson we take a couple of pronouns. But when you get two pronouns, memorize them. You get two more, memorize them. Don't wait until you get 10. And then you say, it's too many, I can't learn them all at one time. Okay, so we're going to deal with prepositions, and we're going to deal with pronouns. And we have some vocabulary words. Start memorizing vocabulary words. Look at the rule related to prepositions. How does it work? A word that has dhamma, if it's found in a preposition, it becomes kasra. Huh? Pronouns do what? Take the place of a noun. That's all it is, really. The next lesson is very simple, but it's a little bit long, that's why it's in two parts. So next week, inshallah, we're going to go over the grammatical rules, we're going to go over the vocabulary, and then we're going to read the text for lesson number four. You can start reading it from today. Read the dialogue in the beginning of the text, read the key in the back of the book, with the vocabulary words and the grammatical rules, and start memorizing. And don't forget, by the way, I don't want to point this out to anybody in particular, but by the way, if you have a telephone that has sounds on it, please do not have music on your telephone. Listening to music is haram. Wallahi, it's haram. Whoever has doubt about it, inshallah, we'll try to give you some information so you can read about it. Listening to music is haram. Forcing other people to listen to music, the long one listens twice haram. It's haram for you to listen to it, and it's more haram to make other people listen to it. And in the masjid, it's three times haram. And especially during the salat. If you have music on your telephone, change it. You don't know how to do it, ask these young people, they know how to do it. They know how to change it. They'll get you something that's reasonable, it's acceptable. A nasheed? What a nasheed? Don't listen to it. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. So-called Islamic songs. There's no such thing as Islamic songs. The Prophet ﷺ allowed some poetry. As long as what? That the meaning is respectable, it's permissible, it's beneficial. But singing is, there's no such thing as Islamic songs. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. If you don't believe me, you don't have to. Inshallah, we'll bring some fatwa from real scholars, and they will tell you there's no such thing as Islamic songs. No Islamic songs. It's poetry, naam. The Prophet saw sometime in the wartime, he used to chant some lines of poetry. But we didn't have any singers that were singing songs. We had some poets in the time of the Prophet, like Thabit. The Prophet saw told him, answer them. And the pagans were saying some stuff. Told the Muslim Sahabi, told him, answer them. Give them back some poetry that knocked them out with some Islam. Okay, but as far as songs, no, we don't got no Islamic songs, okay? Take the music off your telephones, please, brothers and sisters. And whistling also. That should not be taking place in the masjid. Inshallah. Okay, please do your homework, get busy, help each other, inshallah. Reach out to somebody. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.